Chapter 9. Odysseus and Calypso. On the 11th day, Odysseus was washed up on the beach of an island. He was more dead than alive.
I have been in the sea for a long time, he thought. I'm so cold.
He sat up and started rubbing his feet to warm them. When he looked up, he saw a girl in a long white cloak. She was looking down at him.
She is the most beautiful girl I have ever seen, thought Odysseus.
The girl said, My name is Calypso. Let me take you to my parents' home and we will look after you. It was like a dream to Odysseus. The girl took him to her house on the hillside. Inside, a fire was burning and he could smell fish cooking on a grill. Calypso's mother turned from her cooking to look at Odysseus, and her father helped him to a seat near the fire.
Mother, father, I found this poor man on the beach. I think he has been in a shipwreck.
Sit and warm yourself, said Calypso's mother, and then I will give you something to eat.
When they had eaten, Calypso's father took Odysseus to an upstairs room and gave him some clean, dry clothes.
You can stay with us for as long as you like, he said.
Life with Calypso's family was good. Her father caught plenty of fish, and her mother made the best bread Odysseus had ever tasted. In the afternoons, he and Calypso walked in the orchards, picking peaches and grapes. After dinner, the four of them sat and told stories. Calypso and her parents loved to hear Odysseus talking about his adventures at sea. Sometimes Calypso sang songs for them, and it was easy to fall asleep after hearing her lovely voice. Odysseus stayed with Calypso's family until he was strong and well again. One morning, Calypso saw him looking out to sea. He had tears in his eyes.
You have all been very kind to me, he said, but I cannot stay here any longer. I have a wife and a son in Ithaca, and I love them very much.
I must go home, Calypso.
Calypso started to cry.
You can't leave now, she said. You are my only friend, Odysseus.
I will never forget you, Odysseus told her, but I must go.
Calypso wept and wept.
If you stay here, you will never become old, she said. You will be a young man forever. You will never die.
Odysseus thought about this for a long time. Then he said, If I stay, I will never see Penelope and Telemachus again, or my home, Ithaca. If you are my friend, you cannot ask such a thing.
Very well, said Calypso sadly. I can't make you stay, but let me help you to get ready for your journey.
Odysseus and Calypso's father made a little wooden boat, and Calypso and her mother made a tall white sail. Then Calypso gave Odysseus a leather bottle filled with water from her stream.
Goodbye, she cried, as Odysseus pushed the little boat out to sea. May you reach Ithaca soon!